This call will be monitored and recorded. Press 1 for... To make a collect call, dial 0. Please enter your 11-digit PIN number at the top. Please clearly state your first and last name after the tone.
Kelvin Hargrove.
Please enter your 4-digit... Thank you for using Global Tel Link. Your call is being processed.
Hello?
This is a Global Tel Link prepaid call from...
Kelvin Hargrove.
An inmate at Warren Correctional Institution. This call will be monitored and recorded. For customer assistance, collection, or complaint procedures, or to block future calls, dial 1-866-230-7761. To hear the cost of this call, press 8 now. To accept this call, press 5 now. To decline this call, hang up.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. I got no complaints. Life is perfectly fine. What's new in your world?
Man, blessings and blessings and blessings, more blessings.
Tell me.
Man. Hey, yo, let me ask you a question, though. Hey, since the real Brave Boy, okay, since, you know what I'm saying, may you rest in peace, but... Okay, now, so if we exonerated, what part of do his have go to?
You know, I really don't know how that works. My assumption is that it would go to, you know, whoever his next of kin would be, whether that's his mother or one of the servants.
Yeah, by him having a little girl, the money go to her,
right? But in all honesty, I do not know. I have no idea. I think that also what has to happen is that somebody in his family has to reach out to the commission and, like, fill out paperwork. You know what I mean?
That's automatic. That's automatic. Explaining it to you like this, that's automatic. Once the commission has exonerated us, everything that I'm granted as far as pay of doing time and all that, the trick that comes with all that, it would go to his daughter, because that is his next of kin, because that is his sibling. And if the commission is involved, they automatically would contact the next of kin to the daughter. But, nah. That's
what made you, what inspired you to ask that?
Yeah, man. It's just, well, let's just say I got a response.
Tell me. Yeah, what's the response?
Yeah, it was good. It was more than good.
But tell me everything.
Man, I don't do no snitching. No, I don't do no snitching.
This isn't snitching. No, but this is not snitching.
Nah.
There's nothing about this that is snitching.
Hey, listen.
Yeah?
Go ahead and listen. Hey, listen. Respect the wishes, because I haven't dealt with you on the Innocent Kawhi Commission. I'm not going to... But the response was good.
No, but first off, according to, obviously, you're agreeing with them, you're not even supposed to be speaking to me. So we're far past that. But I'm saying, what did they tell you about the case?
Oh, they said they were going, I'm not going to tell you what's going on, but it's good.
Why not?
It's very good. Because
Hold on. You call me up after all the time that I've spent working my ass off on all this. And the first question you ask me is, where's Darrell's money going to go? And now you're not going to tell me what is clearly a positive, wonderful, exclusively positive thing about
because I cannot allow you to report that. Simple as this. Like, because there's no...
Well, but I wouldn't be reporting that I heard it from you.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter. It wasn't matter.
Because the
publicity of this case right now, at this particular point, it wouldn't matter if you printed in your story or not, because it's going to go viral as soon as they exonerate.
So, but you got to tell me, what exactly has happened? Did they find new evidence?
It doesn't matter if they did or they didn't.
Well, obviously that matters a whole lot if they found new evidence.
Hey, okay then. So continue on to do what you do.
But I'd like to say found new evidence. I don't know why you're not being straight with me about this.
I'm always being straight. I've been straight with you from the moment.
Right now you're being secretive. You're not being straight.
No, okay. I've been secretive. I haven't spoken nothing the commission has done for me at any given point. Being you've been talking.
So hold on. So how do you know that something positive has happened? Because I spoke with Bubba. Last week, and he told me that, you know, the people from the commission came and interviewed him, which is great. They got an affidavit. That's a big step. But I would be most curious to know two things. Have they found new evidence, and have they informed the victim's family? Because when those two steps happen, then you're really cooking with something. But until then,
I don't know.
Okay, so because the commission, it's not transparent with you guys, the clients, about the work that they do. You know what I mean? Which I think is kind of unfair. But they don't, you know, like, they need, I would think, to tell you certain things to let you know that they're taking it seriously. And it's not just that they call and they interview you or they ask you what happened. I want to know, like, what are the things that they've accomplished?
Hey. Did Boba tell you? Did Christopher tell you?
He told me that when Christopher told me, he said he asked them, what have they found? And they told him that they couldn't tell him.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know nothing else about that. I really don't. If he can't tell you, I can't tell you.
No, but that sounds like you're just not being truthful with me.
Nah, I'm not. I said I'm not being truthful.
What can explain to me that? I don't understand.
Explain to me how I'm not being truthful. I just told you to go ahead and proceed on with your
claim. Because I have asked you what they told you, and you said you can't tell.
You can tell me.
But you can tell me.
Nah.
There's no reason that you can't tell me.
I can. There's a thing about free will. I can. That's a fact. I can.
Yeah.
That don't mean I have to.
No, of course you don't have to. I'm asking you.
To no obligation or to no extent do I have to act. Nobody. I don't have to tell nobody nothing.
Because obviously I've poured a lot of effort into doing the right thing and reporting everything accurately. And I would be really, I really definitely have to know somehow, some way. I got to find out. How far is
this
mission
gone? Hold on. Tell me something. Mm-hmm. Haven't you been found out? You done found out everything else?
No, but it certainly sounds like you know more than I know. And I would be grateful if you told me.
Hey, if I could, I would.
You can. You absolutely can.
No, I can't.
If the reason why you think you can't is because you're not supposed to be speaking with me, well, we've been speaking for months, so too late. We're already way past that point.
I'm not going to put you in a position where it was.
I'm listening. Daniel?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Hello? Yeah. No. I was cutting myself off. I'm listening.
There's nothing else to talk about.
Well, this is a big deal.
A big deal. If it's meant to be done, it will be done.
If you're... Well, I'd be curious to know, is there anything else, is there anything you can tell me? So they called you, obviously. My assumption is they got an affidavit from you. But I'd be curious to know if they told you anything about a timeline. Did they say anything about how much longer it might be until whatever the next step is?
No, they never spoke on that.
Okay. Did they Were you allowed to ask questions back to them?
Man, I'm through with this conversation. Please let it go.
Why? But why? The whole point of us speaking is devoted to the same cause, the same reason, the same matter, right? It's the exact same thing that obviously this commission is dealing with. It's all related. And for you to call me, you obviously knew I would be curious about this and have a lot of questions. You know that I'm going to ask a shitload of questions about this. And I'm not saying this to upset you. I'm saying it because I care a lot. What is your biggest fear about telling me more about the conversation you have with the commission?
I have no fears.
All right. Well, then what holds you back from telling me about the conversation you have with them?
The only thing that holds me back is my sacred word to myself. I don't have to answer to nobody but to God. That's it. I don't have to answer to nobody else.
Well, I apologize.
At no particular point.
The answer.
I'm just saying. At no particular point.
I'm
It wouldn't matter if I wanted to tell you, if I could tell you, if I told you I didn't want to tell you at any given time that me and you are talking, regardless of what's been done, what's been said, if I don't want to tell you, I'm not going to tell you, and I'm going to continue on to tell you the same thing once I made my mind up. I am a Sagittarius.
Then why did you call me today?
I've been calling you. But
you know me by now.
It wouldn't matter.
We're certainly always allowed to disagree. Well, it certainly matters a lot.
For you. That's why I ask simple questions. I ask you a question like, are you truthful? Can I trust you? That is a very, very big problem with me. Regardless. If you say, I can help you, I can do this, I can do this, and I can do that, and when I ask you to help, and you tell me you can help, I lose interest. Fair point, point blank. I'm a 15-year-old kid. Well, to them, I was a 15-year-old kid. And you doing the very thing that they did. Pressuring me to do something that I don't want to say, something I don't want to do continually. And I done told you one time, no, I'm not going to tell you.
Well, I certainly don't want to recommit those sins, so I apologize for that.
There's no need to apologize. My perception of life is not your perception of life, and your perception of life is not mine. So, there's over 1 billion people in this world. Everybody got their own opinions. Everybody got their own secrets. Everybody got their own world to live in. I'm entitled to nobody but God because He's the one created me. Not even my mother. He say, bow down and pray to me, no one else.
I understand. And even if an apology is not necessary, I still would like to give one. So I'm sorry.
I've got your apology. Well, as I was saying, man, continue on to doing what you're doing. Continue on to print your story.
What? Right.
You know what I'm saying? Certain things may happen. Certain things may go right. There's one thing I learned about being in prayer. Now, go ahead.
Well, what I was going to ask is, have you spoken with Julie Boyer over the phone?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So it was just the commission that called you. Did they say...
You have 60 seconds remaining.
Were they able to tell you who else they interviewed?
I can't hear you.
Was the commission able to tell you who else they interviewed?
And you still pressing on about questions.
I know. I mean, well, I was trying to be more delicate. And
you have 30 seconds remaining.
But I
Mr. Hunt, you take care of yourself, man.
All right. If there is anything else I can do, please let me know. Obviously, this is something that's important to me that I'll be working on. I promise.
All right. You good thing.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon. Call anytime.
All right, man.
Be well.